Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Still talking Penn State football here. We are now taking your questions. This is Ask Greg. I'm Dustin Hawksmith with Greg Pickle. We got some questions that came in here, and I there was some recruiting stuff that came up that we didn't quite get to a little bit earlier in the show that I'm going to start with that stuff. Really, just let's just put it all in under one umbrella.
Sure.
The month of April, and with the visits that are happening, with a blue-white game happening, and probably some official visits starting to come up, this is a big must. So anybody who's complaining about the slow start to 2019 recruiting, it might change now in the next few weeks.
And again, to go back to the point we've really tried to stress over the last few weeks as people have been worried about this, that this is why there's less commitments going on across the country, not just at Penn State. Everyone's waiting to maybe take their official visits. So you have these guys, Dustin, that, you know, they might have in the past decided to commit, and then, you know, come the fall, they say, oh, coach, I want to stay committed to you, but I want to go visit X, Y, and Z on official visits. Is that okay? Now you got guys saying, okay, I'm going to take all my official visits, or maybe two or three, to the schools I really want to see, and then I'm going to commit, and I'm going to do that sometime between the end of the official visit window, which is, it runs April 1st, so it's now underway, and it lasts until June 26th. And then you'll have guys decide before their senior season starts, which is fairly common, no matter what rules that the recruiting world is being guided under at the point in time. So, I mean, it's not a big deal for Penn State, and you're right. You're going to start seeing a lot of top-flight kids get to campus now. This is the time of year for them to do it. The blue-white game is going to be a recruiting spectacle for Penn State. You can only hope for good weather if you're a Lions fan, not just for your enjoyment, but also Penn State wants it to be a recruiting spectacular, and that's kind of hard to do in the rain. But, yeah, overall, Dustin, more than anything, I think that when it comes down to it, Penn State is really going to start amping up, I guess you could say, the recruiting visitors over the next few weeks and during the month of April. It could lead to some commitments. I think your next chance for a We Are Better tweet from James Franklin, though, will come at the blue-white game.
So today, Monday, two 2020 guys on campus, Julian Fleming, the wide receiver from Southern Columbia,
yep,
and Paris Johnson Jr., the offensive tackle, two of the better prospects in the entire country, especially at their respective positions. I'm curious your thoughts, and we'll get to – this is my last question, I promise. Your thoughts now on where Penn State might stand going forward with Julian Fleming when you have Josh Gattis, who was really a point person now at Alabama, trying to do the same thing down there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it doesn't help. It certainly doesn't help. I mean, Josh is down there tweeting about, you know, crystal championship eggs on Easter and all this other stuff. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenge when you have a coach that created that big of a relationship with a kid. It does not make it easy then when you lose that coach and you bring somebody new in. He'll get to meet David Corley. Fleming, of course, will get to meet David Corley for the first time on Monday, and I think that's obviously a big step in the right direction. But it could also go a really long way in determining where this thing, how this thing shakes out. If he has a bad first impression of David Corley, that could obviously set the Lions back significantly. Conversely, if he really, really likes the guy, that could catapult them to the top where most think they are anyway. So this is a lengthy recruitment. There's a lot to take care of here for Julian Fleming and his family. I think he's going to see as many schools as possible, and that's going to delay a decision for him. I don't think he'll be one of these guys that's committed to the school for years. I think we're probably talking about a couple months by the time he decides. But obviously Penn State will get its best crack at him because, well, they're the closest big school to him.
Here's a good question along these lines. James from Midland, how lucky is it that in a down recruiting class for Pennsylvania in 2019, the state of Pennsylvania, Penn State will have one of its smallest classes in James Franklin's tenure?
Yeah, I mean, when you look, that's the other part of it too. So when you look at the numbers at this point in time, I don't know. I mean, I think that I guess they can get to 20 at this rate. I mean, maybe 21, maybe 18. It depends on how many guys move on. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that that plays a role. There's no doubt about it. The other thing, too, though, is that at some point, if you're going to try and get all 4- and 5-star recruits, you're going to have to wait on them. There's just no way around it. And especially, again, this time of year, now the dynamics have changed. The rules have changed. And kids are going to take their official visits and then decide. They're not going to decide in February and then go take official visits in April, decommit in June, take another official visit in the fall, and then, you know, recommit to a school. It's not going to work that way anymore. Or at least it's shown. It will. There'll be a couple cases like that every year where it does. But yeah, so it's just a combination of things that have led to this quote unquote slow start for Penn State recruiting in the class of 2019. But like I said, you're going to see an uptick in that soon.
Well, just like in this past December, where you weren't quite sure how the early signing period was going to fundamentally change recruiting, really you saw that come to life, and you need to let it play out for this. So now, with the official visits thing moving up, I think it's going to change recruiting fundamentally, and we're living it right now. When the dust settles, I think we'll see that it's going to be a little slower go at this time of year, probably every year. But all the other factors are in play, too, where you don't have a lot of huge targets who are sold on Penn State from the very beginning. You got your hat in the ring with guys who are out of state, guys who are whose offer sheets are 20 and 30 offers long. It's just part of the deal right now, and the smaller class thing doesn't help. But I think that James's question is interesting, that the down recruiting class for Pennsylvania kind of lines up with where Penn State was going to be light on numbers anyway. So that's a good question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. There was one that came through by email. Last year, this is Bill from Philadelphia. Last year, the coaching staff identified Justin Shorter and Jason Owe before they shot up the rankings. I would add Justin Fields to that mix, too, before he decommitted and flipped to Georgia. Has Penn State offered anyone earlier than other schools this cycle who could make a similar rise?
Well,
if we knew that, I think we probably wouldn't be in this speculative line of work, we'd probably be in something different, but
yeah,
it's a good question.
It is. It's a fair question. So I think the one good job, buddy. You got me in trouble now because I cannot pronounce his name, but I mean, the one guy
the
is already
Connecticut quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah. Tyson Famachan. We're going to go with that because I don't have any other idea otherwise, but I don't know if that's right or not. I'm going to get an answer to that at some point. It's not going to be today, but I will get an answer to that. But so he was a guy that Penn State offered, and other schools started sniffing around, Florida State, Michigan, etc., and his profile started to rise. So, I mean, to me, he's that guy. I mean, he is the answer to that question. Because you look at some of the other guys that Penn State have offered, and it's interesting. It's kind of funny how offers work anymore, Dustin, because you'll sometimes get Penn State offering a kid, and then Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State will all come in. And then sometimes it works in reverse, where one of those schools offer a kid, and all of a sudden Penn State shoots in. And then for you really deep recruiting qualifiers, you have the McGuire kid down at private school.
Malvern Prep,
yeah, who all the big schools but Penn State have offered, and many want to know why, and I don't have a good answer for that. I'm hoping to get one this weekend if he shows up down in New Jersey at the opening regional. But, yeah, I mean, I think that he is the quarterback from Connecticut is the guy in this class, and I think the other one, as it relates to recruiting bumps, because this is always the next question that comes up, is which Penn State commits are likely to receive a recruiting bump. I want to see Taquan Roberson throw, and he's going to throw this weekend in New Jersey, and I want to see what all he can do, why he's only a 3-star, if there's a reason for that, if there's not a good reason for that. I want to see what he is able to accomplish down there, and you know, whether his stock will rise because of it. Of course, it could dip, too. We'll see.
It could. This is a Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions. Download the Keystone Sports app. There's an Ask Greg button there. You can also send them by email. info@ksnsports.net. If you want to get your question in Greg's hands, we're going to do this either once or twice a week. There's the other crew, Bob Flounders,
yeah,
Ross
they
Tucker,
have prizes.
Andy Shea. Yeah, we don't have any prizes. Not yet, anyway. That may or may not change. We're giving out dates with Greg Pickle.
Yeah, perfect.
That'll send the number questions
through
straight
the
down.
Roof.
Straight down. Nope. Here's a question, Daryl from York. Will Penn State make more use of Tommy Stevens this season? It's a timely question considering that he will be here this season and next season, we just found out.
Yeah. So one thing that we didn't get to talk about earlier in the show with Tommy Stevens that I would kind of like to double back to is the fact that he didn't make it terribly clear how many schools he talked to, how long this process really took. And I'm just curious to wonder, this is almost like turning a question into another question, but I'm curious to wonder how many schools he actually looked at. Because the one thing I would wonder about is how many schools are there even out there where the starting quarterback job is like a not, because to me, once you need like a 90% guarantee that you were going to be the starter to leave.
At least.
Yeah.
At least, because you're, if everything that's said from Tommy, from James Franklin, if all that is true about how much he likes being on Penn State's campus and being one of the guys in the locker room, somebody, I forget who it was that said that he's a guy that you need in the locker room. That dynamic is hard to replace. You need a virtual guarantee that you're going to see the field. You're also going to need for that opportunity to start to be surrounded with really good players too,
yeah.
Because I don't think you can transfer in this situation to a bare bones offense that just has a starting opportunity. You need all the pieces to be right. And frankly, there's just not a lot of programs who can offer all that, you know, the starting opportunity without needing to compete, because a lot of the programs that have a really good supporting cast will have probably decent starting options who just haven't been proven
right yet.
And so there's no guarantee just because you're a little bit older that you're going to come in there and start, especially when you got to learn a new system and everything.
And then if you don't learn a system, you can't get on the field and at other positions like you can at Penn State. So I guess my whole point to bring that up was I just wonder how serious this process was. I wonder if it was more of a media and fan creation than it was a Tommy Stevens creation. Let's be honest, he did look. He made that very clear. He did look. But how many places were really seriously considered that would have been able to provide all of the things you just listed off? I can't think there was more than a couple. And then again, if a school can provide that, Dustin, how good are they? Are they? I mean, okay, you went to Purdue and you were the starting quarterback, but you still finished 6-6, like, and played in the Alamo car sharing bowl or something. I mean, I just to me, the decision to stay made all the sense in the world.
Yeah, and I think in the end, that's what we were expecting to happen. I don't think it was a creation by any stretch,
yeah.
But I think that as the speculation starts to snowball a little bit, even though I think, you know, we speculated responsibly, it still snowballs a little bit. And the
sure.
longer it goes, the more anxiety people get about his position. But to go circle back to Daryl's question, will Penn State make more use of Tommy Stevens this season?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's the thing that we talked about earlier in the show. And it has to be against the big guys. Okay, he can't play for half a game against Appalachian State and then not get on the field against Ohio
right.
State. That's just a waste to me. A waste of talent. Yes, 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 I get it. Someone had to come off the field, whether it was Mike Gesicki, Juwan Johnson, Deshaun Hamilton, etc. You don't have those guys anymore, so that's even less of an excuse to not play one of your most exciting, talented, and multi-threat playmakers in 2018.
The dynamic changes, Daryl. I think that we will see more of Tommy Stevens. There's not as much fear. He's one of the trusted options of Penn State's offense. So we'll see him more. All right. We have one more segment to go. Quarter four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Penn State Hoops. Jeff Brown will join us to talk about your NIT champs. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.